not to temptation, for you did a sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through.
Ask
the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through.
Good morning. Welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens. Open Heavens is a guide to a close fellowship with God. And Open Heavens is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is, He can fight for or against you. He can fight for or against you. And our topic memorized shall be taken from the book of Psalm 37, verse 5. I read, "Commit thy way into the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." I read again, Psalm 37, verse 5. "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Our reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 21 to 28. I read from here. "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drave themselves heavy. So that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. And when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them." Wow. Our topic again is, He can fight for or against you. A Bible in 1 year is Joshua 11 to 13. That means Joshua chapter 11 to Joshua chapter 13. And our hymn is, "Yield not to temptation." Today's reading, Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle against principalities and powers. However, many people don't realize this early in life, so they fight endless battles without knowing how to emerge victorious. Many make lofty plans but never succeed in executing them. However, as we see in today's memory verse, the secret to ensuring that your plans succeed is to commit them into the hands of God and put all your trust in Him. If you allow God to be in charge, you will surely succeed. There are certain possibilities when a fellow is fighting the battles of life. The first possibility is that of failure. The possibility of failure, however, turns into an assurance of failure if God is fighting against the fellow. James 4:6 tells us that God resists the proud, meaning that he fights against those who think they can achieve things without him. Therefore, when the enemy tempts you to do things your own way, look for wrong shortcuts, cheat, defraud, lie, or use ungodly means to get ahead. Resist him, because you will only be setting yourself against God if you fall for his temptations. In the days ahead, I will discuss the other possible outcomes that a fellow can experience while fighting the battles of life. In today's Bible reading, God parted the Red Sea and made a way for the Israelites where there was none previously. While they were passing through dry land in the midst of the sea, their enemies followed them into the midst of the sea, hoping to bring them back into bondage. However, God helped his people and fought against their enemies. When the enemies realized that God was against them, they cried out, "Let us run away from those Israelites, because it is clear that God is fighting for them." Exodus chapter 14, verse 25. When God is fighting against someone, that fellow is bound to fail. That is why, wherever you are and whatever you plan to do, you must first ensure that God is fighting for you and not against you. One way to ensure that God is not fighting against you is to be holy. Holiness is the master key to success. But sin will make God your enemy. If you decide to use crooked means to succeed, even if you appear to actually be succeeding, the success won't last. Beloved, you cannot afford for God to be against you if you want your plans to prosper. Live a holy life and run away from anything that will make God turn against you. Key point: when God is fighting against a fellow, whatever that fellow does will not prosper. May God not fight against us in the name of Jesus. God bless you and thank you for listening to today's episode. Today's episode is brought to you by the segment of our show, Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Do have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Ne wetan kozo lwa.